Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the third parak of Maseches Challah. Today we are learning parak Gimel Mishnah Zayin and parak Gimel Mishnah Ches. We learned in the first Mishnah of the entire Masechta, parak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, a bichallah obligation only applies to dough that was made from one of the chamesh yisimine dagon, one of the five types of grain, from wheat, from barley, from spelt, from oats, or from rye. We also learned in the second Mishnah of Maseches Challah, parak Aleph, Mishnah Beis, that the same halacha applies to matzah on the first night of Pesach as well. There's a mitzvah to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach, and that mitzvah can only be fulfilled with matzah that was made also from one of these five types of grain. The Mishnah here in Parag Gimel Mishnah Zion is going to discuss the status of dough that was made from a mixture of one of these types of grain and another type of grain. Says the Mishnah, Ha'osa isa min achitzit mu min ha'orez. If a person made dough from a mixture of wheat flour and rice flour. So the wheat flour is perfectly fine, but there's also rice flour in it as well. So what's the halacha? Im yesh batam dagan. If the flavor of the wheat grain can be tasted in the dough, chayevas b'challah, then it is obligated in the challah separation. V'yotze ba yit adam yidei chavasu b'pesach. Similarly, a person can fulfill his obligation to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach, also with matzah made from this mixture of wheat flour and rice flour, assuming that you can only really taste the wheat flour. However, says the Mishnah, v'im ein batam dagan, if the flavor of the wheat grain cannot be tasted in the dough, then eina chayeves bechala, then it is not obligated in separating chala, v'in adam yotze ba yidei chavaso bepesach. And a person cannot fulfill his obligation to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach as well, with matzah made from this mixture, assuming that you can really only taste the rice flour in the matzah. Continuing now with Perek Yimel, Mishnah Ches. Says the Mishnah, Hanotel Seor Me'isa Shlo Horma Chalasa. If a person takes a piece of sourdough from a dough whose challah has not yet been separated, v'nosin l'soch isa shehurma chalasa, and he accidentally and mistakenly puts that sourdough again where challah was not separated, and he puts it into dough whose challah has already been separated. So basically, now he created this mixture of chulin, which was where the dough was already separated. We're good, but also tevel, the challah that wasn't separated yet, that dough is considered tevel. So now we have a mixture of tevel, and we have a mixture of chulin altogether. So the question is what to do. Now, the answer that I'm sure many would suggest is just separate challah now. Take 1/24 of the full amount, and then you can do that. However, in this case, it's not going to work because on a mid-araisa level, there is no obligation to separate challah from the sourdough. Why not? Because on a mid-araisa level, we have a concept of bitul beruv, that the majority of the amount is really what holds the day, and therefore, because the majority of this is chulin, you don't have to separate on a Torah level at all. But on a midrabbanan level, on a rabbinic level, the rabbis came along and they said, no, you do have to separate it. Okay, so why does that make a difference? Because the Gemara teaches us in Maseches Menachos that when separating challah from one dough for another, it only works if both doughs have the same level of obligation, meaning they either have to both be obligated to separate challah on a midah araisa level or on a rabbinic level, on a midah rabbanan level. Here, the sourdough, which on a midah araisa level is completely nullified, is only rabbinic. So you can't go and separate challah from another batch of dough because that's the araisa, and the sourdough is only obligated midah rabbanan. So what should a person do in this situation? So says the Mishnah, im yesh lo parnaso mimakom acher. If he has a batch of a flour that he can bring from somewhere else, and together with the sourdough, it contains this minimum of 5 rivam, this 1 1/4 kav of flour that is obligated in challah. So simply, what does he do? He kneads that flour into the dough, and he's going to join the two batches together. And then, moti lefi cheshbon, says the Mishnah, then what's he going to do? He's going to separate an amount of challah from the new dough in proportion to the amount of tevel in both doughs together, meaning to say, he calculates the total amount of tevel in the two doughs, that which he added and that which initially he put in of the sourdough, and he's going to separate 1/24 of that total amount from the new dough. By doing this, what's he accomplishing? He's exempting the sourdough and is removing the tevel status, and the original dough will now be permitted to eat completely. So this is the solution of our Mishnah. Simply take another batch of dough, mix it there, and then separate 1/24 of challah for the new, including the new dough and the sourdough that you put in, and then it's all going to be on a midrabanan level, obligated in challah, and then you are good. However, says the Mishnah v'im lav, but if he does not have another batch of flour from which to make the new dough, then motzi challah achas al hakol. Then he has to separate one full amount of challah, 1/24 of the entire dough from the dough and the sourdough that was mixed all together. He's going to have to take 1/24 of its entirety and separate all of that for challah, even though most of it is chul and most of it was already separated, because you don't have another batch to mix it in and to separate challah for that together. You're going to have to go ahead and separate challah for the entirety of that mixture. Quick review, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Zion began discussing a case where a person makes dough from a mixture of wheat flour and rice flour, and we said that if you can taste the wheat, then it's obligated in challah, and you can fulfill your obligation of matzah with that dough on Pesach. But if you're tasting the rice flour and you're not really tasting the grain, then it's not obligated in challah, and a person cannot fulfill his obligation to eat matzah on Pesach with matzah made from that flour that tastes like the rice flour and not the wheat flour. And then Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches discussed the case where a person took a piece of sourdough accidentally from a dough whose challah has not been separated, and he mixed it with challah, with dough that was fully separated. So what should he do? The ideal would be to take another batch of dough, separate challah from there on behalf of this, and then you're good. However, he can't do that here, because that other dough is obligated on the daraisa level. The sourdough here that's mixed in is only obligated on a midrabanan level, because on a daraisa level, it's only it's not obligated because of bittul barov, that it's considered nullified in the total mixture. So what should he do? So the Mishnah suggests that he should take another batch of flour from somewhere else and then make that into dough, combine it with this amount, and then you're going to separate challah 1/24 of the sourdough that fell in, that you put in, and including in that 1/24 of the new dough that you add in, because then it's all going to be obligated in challah on a midrabanan level, on a rabbinic level, and then you're going to separate challah 1/24 of challah from that total amount of tevel that is mixed in, and that's going to allow you to eat all of this in its entirety while having separated challah for the kohen. However, said the Mishnah, if he does not have another batch of flour from which to make the new dough, then you've got to look at the entire thing, the sourdough plus the chulin, the tevel plus the chulin, that whole mixture of dough. And you're going to have to separate the full amount of challah, the 1/24 of challah, from all of it. Have a great day.